Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today is the 24th Sunday in Ordinary Time, ESC. First reading will be taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 32, verses 7 to 11, 13 to 14. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 50. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's first letter to Timothy, chapter 1, verses 12 to 17. Our gospel reading will be taken from Luke's gospel, chapter 15, verses 1 to 32. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is appreciation of His undying love and compassion. When we forget who we were and who we have become, we will end up like the Israelites who murmured against God, and the Pharisees and scribes who grumbled against Jesus' friendship with tax collectors and sinners in today's gospel reading. In order to avoid those wool-filled potholes and pitfalls on our journey with the Lord, we must learn to listen to His voice, to appreciate who we were, how we became, and why we are children of God. St. Paul reminds us in today's second reading that, like the Pharisees, the scribes, and the older brother of the prodigal son, we were sinners, judgmental, uncaring, and without true love. But the Lord has shown us His mercy in Christ Jesus, and has rooted in His inexhaustible patience our guarantee of seeing a new day and a glorious future. Thus, our response to God's undying love, patience, and friendship is to give thanks and to spread and share His love and compassion with others. However, the reality is that sometimes our life challenges and worries give more room to defeat than to a heart of thanks and generosity. Besides, some forget in the midst of family pressures and making ends meet to pause and appreciate God's loving purpose in Christ Jesus. That purpose is always and will forever be to seek and save us, especially those trapped at crossroads in life and in a mess in this world, and to offer us a new beginning and a path to eternal life. Thus, my brother, my sister, in today's readings, especially in the three parables of today's gospel, it is clear that no matter how terrible we are, or what we are facing in this world, the Lord will not and calls us not to exclude anyone from His love. Like He sought the Israelites, St. Paul, and the tax collectors, He will seek and find us. And so, my brother, my sister, let us pause to appreciate our Lord God, who comes to us and who saves us when we ask, offers us numerous days of reconciliation, celebrates us after our renewal, endows us with graces to overcome our problems, and leads us through His Spirit. Thus, let us make a joyful noise of thanksgiving to our Lord and God, whose love and compassion is incomparable. Hence, let us join our Lord in pursuing and sharing His love with the isolated and lonely in our world. We must not look at their complexion, identities, or their failures in life, but focus on dispensing God's incomparable love and compassion. Yes, my brother, my sister, we must love them with His undying love and compassion, which led us back to that level of grace. May the Lord help us as we help others, and bless us with His love again and again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady's Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.